would like to talk about a scenario as far as timeline goes that would cause no current high school kids to have to move. And that would be, if it's the board's pleasure, to do the boundary adjustment work this spring of 2018, and get that done spring, early summer, soon. Get that work done and out of the way with new zones.
We're in the spring.
Right now. As in upcoming in the next few months. With an implementation of 2019. And here's why. This year's freshmen right now, next year, when they don't take effect, would be sophomores. The year after that, in 2019-2020, would be juniors. I think it would be our recommendation that juniors and seniors be allowed to grandfather in this particular, if we go through this particular method. So nobody who is a current high school student would have to make a move. If the board makes the determination of what the new zones will be in spring of 2018.
Now.
Ostensibly. Okay. Current year eighth graders going into their ninth grade year next year, if their neighborhood has to move, they know it already. They would have the option to transfer to the school where their neighborhood is moving to, so they don't have to move during high school. They could choose to go to their zone school for their freshman year and then change when the zones change for their sophomore year, but they wouldn't have to. It's the opposite of grandfathering. You're allowing somebody to jumpstart to their new campus.